When the Ottoman Turks conquered Constantinople in 1453, instead of demolishing the Hagia Sophia, they converted it into a mosque. But there was no escaping the fact that this conversion was superficial. Islamic elements had merely been bolted onto a church. Somehow, Christianity was always showing through. There came a time when this partial makeover wasn't good enough, not at any rate for the greatest of the Ottoman rulers, Suleiman the Magnificent. His armies had cut a swathe through Christian Europe. So when he decided to build a new mosque, unencumbered by Christian leftovers, he was making a point for Allah. And he was making it directly at his rivals, the Holy Roman Emperor and the Pope. Ironically, the master builder ordered to create the great Friday service mosque had been born a Christian. Mimar Sinan was a Janissary, converted to Islam as a child and conscripted into the crack household troops of the Sultan. Sinan rose through the ranks to become the greatest military engineer of his day, but he always felt himself destined for something greater than bridges and fortresses. "I wish to become an architect," he told his biographer, "so my perfect skills should leave art to the world." Suleiman's order was thrilling but daunting. A great dome surrounded by half domes, 4 minarets, a structure as immense as the 2-continent empire, a mosque that would eclipse Hagia Sophia. The visible proclamation of Islam's victory.
Sinan's great idea is the indivisibility of space, the architectural proclamation of the union of all believers. Here, the space isn't chopped up by forests of columns and barriers of choir and altar.